Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Feels Like Ishq is the title of the latest Netflix anthology, a collection of 6 films about young love. In each story, eyes meet and sparks fly. The protagonists vary from teenagers to young adults. The circumstances range from a protest to a marriage that almost falls apart to a job interview. The actors are a sprinkling of new and familiar faces, including Radhika Madan, Rohit Saraf, and Tanya Maniktala. Most of the films are 30 minutes long, but truthfully, little in the 3 hours feels like Ishq. Much of it is synthetic, simplistic, straining to be meaningful and largely insipid. The first scene in the first film in the anthology called Save the Date, which is spelt as D-A-Y-T-E, begins with an Instagram live. Radhika plays Avni, an Instagram influencer with over 500,000 followers. 84,000 people watch her talk about her best friend's impending wedding. Since these stories are about young people, cell phones, social media, and hashtags play a pivotal role. In Star Host, a girl struggling with a controlling boyfriend embarks on a solo holiday and captures each epiphany with a photo and a hashtag. In Quarantine Crush, a teenage boy in Chandigarh who doesn't yet own a phone borrows his mother's and texts the girl next door. In She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not, the one same-sex story in the anthology, a bisexual girl is thrilled to discover on social media that her crush is gay. Text messages and social media posts flash on screen. The word fuck is used a lot. In some stories, music makes the heart grow fonder. But this celebration of youth in the first flush of amour falters because the writing is so banal. Sample some of the dialogue. In Star Host, directed by Anand Tiwari and written by Saurabh Swamy, with additional writing by Arsh Vora and Ritwik Joshi, a wise elderly restaurant owner gives the following advice. Life is too short to pass judgment on something like Bengan that you've never tried. Later, one character refers to another as a toxic tattoo. In She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not, directed by Danish Aslam and written by Sulagna Chatterjee, we are told, never judge a lesbian by her cover, or real life is this, traffic, pollution or pyar. In Ishq Mastana, directed by Jaideep Sarkar and co-written by Jaideep and Shubhra Chatterjee, a character says, kuch nahi badlega, dunya fuck thi aur shayad fuck thi rahegi. Which made me wonder, is this true of anthologies also? Rising Above the Dreck is Interview, directed by Sachin Kundalkar, who you might remember from the intriguing Ayya, in which a man's fragrance kindles an intense love story. Interview is less flamboyant. Two candidates arrive for a job interview at an electronics store. The girl, played by Zain Marie Khan, is smarter, more ambitious and determined. The boy, played by Neeraj Madhav, is from Kerala. New to Mumbai, he is hesitant and conscious of his accent. But as they wait for their turn, she tutors him and they find a hint of a friendship. Sachin and co-writer Aarti Rawal layer in commentary about Mumbai's inherent cosmopolitan textures. The struggle to find a foothold in the city and the gaping distance between the lives of salespeople and the dreams they are selling. Unlike the other films, there is a sting in this story which only makes it sweeter. You might also find a lingering sweetness in Tahira Kashyap Khurana's Quarantine Crush. The title is a tad too cute, but Mihir Ahuja as Maninder, a fumbling, bumbling, besotted boy, makes up for it. This story by Ghazal Dhaliwal also makes room for a fun, overbearing mother who has her own aspirations to be a YouTube star, Tadke Ki Maharani Manjeet. Incidentally, the songs in the film have been composed by Ayushman Khurana and Sameer Kaushal. If you're really interested in a story about young love that'll get under your skin, may I suggest Rani in the Amazon Prime anthology Anam Penam, which means man and woman in Malayalam. Directed by Ashik Abo, the film is about two college students who head to a scenic but remote spot with sex on their minds. What happens next is unexpected, wickedly funny and frightening. Ashik gives the story biblical underpinnings and the actors Roshan Mathew and Darshana Rajendran are terrific. Feels like Ishq has little of this subversion, irreverence or messiness. You can watch the film on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.